That's Brooke Benton. Dinah Washington, baby, you got what it takes. Ray Dennis for Uncle Stevie on 1350 KRNT. It's 6:35, 25 minutes before 7 o'clock. And the best laid plans of mice and men. I planned to do this a little earlier. Actually, it would have been the time it was actually on the air back in the 70s. But Charlie Osgood was there, and it was coming up on me. Not used to that. Not used to the timing. So we had to delay it a little bit. Anyway, about this time every morning, actually about 20 minutes earlier while I was on, what we used to do is we used to go out to Windsor Heights, and out there we had paperboy weatherman Kelly Sanner. Kelly, are you there?
I'm here, Ray. Good morning.
Hey, why don't you give me the weather?
Well, it's actually going to be a beautiful, bright, sunshiny day here in the Deep South. Low humidity, high of about 88 degrees, not a cloud in the sky. So if you're a golfer, this is the place you would like to be this morning.
Well, it's not Windsor Heights, is it?
No, it isn't, but you know what? I sure miss old Windsor Heights. I guess that's the old part of Des Moines nowadays, huh?
Tell them where you are.
I am in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, which is about 40 miles north of the Gulf of Mexico, in the boot heel of Mississippi, and home to the University of Southern Mississippi, where Green Bay quarterback Brett Favre, of course, played college here. So,
now, you would have been, what, maybe 15, 16 years old back then?
No, actually the whole bit started when I was 13 on Joe Lombardo's overnight program.
Oh, and I remember Joe.
There's another blast from the past. And Joe then was hired at a radio station, I believe, in Baltimore, Maryland. And when he left, apparently, and of course, unbeknownst to me, because I was just a kid 13 years old, but apparently there was such good feedback on that little segment that they said, well, we're going to move it into prime time on the number one rated morning show in the area on the Ray Dennis program. So that's how that happened.
Yeah, I think, didn't the paper put some things into the other paper carriers?
Yeah, you know, every morning when we'd go to get our papers, you know, you'd have to clip it with a wire clipper or whatever, and right underneath the top page, the covering page, there'd always be little updates from the Des Moines Register saying, don't forget to listen to our own Kelly Sanner on the Ray Dennis program on KRNT. So and I'm not sure if the newspaper at that time still owned the radio station or not. But they certainly were plugging it like they did. So it was really gratifying. And for me, it was a real thrill because I'd always wanted to get into media, radio, television, whatever, anyway. And so it was a great fit. It was really, really a kick.
Hey, that was your big break, wasn't it?
That's right. That's exactly right.
And you did. You did. So tell us about your broadcasting career.
Well, I went to Iowa State University and graduated in 1983. Of course, I'm pulling for them this weekend against the Hawkeyes. That ought to be hopefully a pretty good football game. But I was hired immediately at a CBS television station in Midland, Odessa, Texas, when a gentleman by the name of George W. Bush was the president of the city council over in Midland, and was there for a couple of years, and then the gentleman that hired me there came to Hattiesburg, Mississippi, to work for the NBC affiliate here, and he called me, and I followed him over here, and was the TV sportscaster, the anchor for the NBC affiliate here for, gosh, about 10 years, and then went into news. Kind of did the Bryant Gumbel thing, made the transition into news, and did that for about another 3 years, and then got out of television altogether, and I have my own New York life insurance agency here in South Mississippi now, and I've been doing that for 7 years.
Kelly, one more question, okay?
Sure.
Listen, you were back, you were a teenager, started when you were 13 years old
right.
On the radio here. How old are you now?
I'm four. I just turned 42 years old.
Oh, wow. That
yeah.
Makes me feel old.
So, yeah, that was back in, what, 73, 74, something like that.
Oh, Kelly, we got to run here, or maybe they won't let me do this ever again. So,
great to talk to you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Kelly Sanner, paperboy weatherman from back in the 70s on 1350 KRNT. It's 20 before 7.